May 25, 1923, the divine will legitimizes souls as children of God. How everything was created for them. I felt as though immersed in the eternal volition, and my always lovable Jesus, drawing me to himself, transported me outside of myself, showing me heaven and earth. And as he was showing me this, he told me, "Beloved daughter of our supreme will, see, this whole machine of the universe, heavens, sun, seas, and all the rest, was created by us to give it as a gift, but do you know to whom? To the ones who would do our will. Everything was given to them as to our legitimate children. We did this for the decorum of our works, depositing them and giving them as gift, not to foreign people or to illegitimate children, who would not understand the great goods contained in them, nor appreciate the greatness and sanctity of our works. On the contrary, they would waste them and despise them. But by giving them to our legitimate children. And since each created thing contains a distinct love and a special good for the one to whom the gift is directed, our will, dwelling in them and forming its very life in them, would make them comprehend all these loves, distinct among themselves, which are present in the whole creation, as well as all the specialties of goods. So, they would requite us for each distinct love, and would give us glory and honor for all the goods given to them. Our will, which had created them with one fiat, and which knew all the secrets, dwelling in our legitimate children, with another fiat would reveal our secrets contained in all created things, and would make them give us love for love. Harmonies and communications would be mutual between them and us. And even though it seems that those who do not do our will enjoy and take part in them, the gifts are not theirs, they do so as an indirect cause, as usurpers and illegitimate children. More so, since my will does not dwell in them, and therefore they understand nothing or very little of my love, which all creation brings to them, and of the great goods present in it. Even more, many don't even know who created so many things, true foreign people who, while living of the things that belong to me, don't even want to recognize me. So, this great gift of the whole universe was delivered by my celestial Father to my humanity, as to a true legitimate son, and there was nothing for which I did not requite him, gift for gift, love for love. Then came my celestial mother, who is able to requite her Creator so well. And then, the children of my will have come, whom my will was to legitimize as its true children. This is why our creation exults with joy, makes feast and smiles when, as I draw you outside of yourself, together with me it recognizes the legitimate daughter of the Supreme Will, its true owner. All created things would want to run up onto your lap and around you, not only to make feast for you, but to be appreciated, defended, and considered as gifts of their Creator. And they all compete to give you, each one of them, distinct love and the gift which each created thing contains. Some want to give you the gift of the beauty of your Creator and the love that beauty contains. Some, the gift of power and the love that power contains. Some, the gift of wisdom, some of goodness, some of sanctity, some of light, some of purity, as well as the distinct loves contained in wisdom, goodness, sanctity, light, purity, etc. So, my will knocks down all the barriers that exist between the soul and God. It places her in harmony between heaven and earth. It reveals all secrets contained in the whole creation, and it renders her the depository of all the gifts of God.